Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to another edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week, a man who does not leave awkward pauses in the podcast when I make Mountain Ghost references, Rob Castellano. Rob, welcome back.
Jeff, how's it going?
Nice job. You just sort of roll with me at this point. I dropped in a John Darnell reference with Alex and Steve last week, and it was just kind of like, it took a few seconds for the podcast to get going again.
No, I know your antics at this point, so aside from intentional ones like the one you just heard, I can pretty much roll with the punches.
So this is episode 72, and we are calling it No Met Has Worn 72. I'm reaching back into my film school days and calling this week's edition Wild Strawberries with a Less Alienating Road Trip. Because it was a bad road trip for the Mets. They went 0-6. I don't want to talk about this team at all. This is going to be short. It is not going to be long. It is going to be short.
Yeah, things are definitely getting worse before they're getting better.
I mean, last time we talked 2 weeks ago, it was depressing. And again, I just don't want to cover the same ground. There is some new news to cover this week. Travis d'Arnaud was demoted to AAA, or optioned to AAA, coming off the road trip. Taylor Teagarden up in his place. We'll talk a little bit about that, and I'm a little bit incensed. But as much as I can muster any outrage over the 2014 Mets at this point, I will attempt to muster some outrage over this decision. We'll also talk a little bit about the New Britain Rockcats, who are not a Mets affiliate, but are moving to Hartford, and what that might mean for their future as potentially a Mets affiliate. And again, it involves not talking about the 2014 Mets. So that is why it got added to the agenda this week, at least in part. We have some emails to catch up on from last week. We have some new emails. We'll do that as well in the usual order of things. We'll kick things off this week with Mets trivia. Rob, let's have it.
All right. Well, in the current morose state, I thought I would just sort of embrace it. And as the Mets are currently in the midst of, what is it, a six-game losing streak now?
Six straight losses, yes.
Back-to-back sweeps. I got curious in my downtrodden mindset about the longest losing streak in franchise history. And so, not to completely get blue on you, I will I'll make it a two-parter. Give me the season in which the Mets lost their most games, because asking, you know, what's the longest streak, it's sort of a tough one. So instead, the season in which they had their longest losing streak, and then, just because I don't want to get too down here, how about also the season in which they had their longest? That one's a little easier, because there were actually like four or five instances of the same number win streak. So give me two of the... give me two of the...
This is way too complicated.
Well, it's because it's actually relatively easy, which is why I make it multi-part.
All right, fine. We'll get back to that at the end of the show, as we do. We'll kick things off this week, episode 72, with the d'Arnaud demotion, as it were. You can assume I tried to say it with the D, the lowercase D apostrophe capital E and demotion. I hope that came across. Rob, I'll turn it over to you. Can you get behind this decision, or is just another instance of this field staff / front office sort of flailing about with no plan B?
I mean, I guess just to echo your original point, when I saw it come through, because I think it caught most of us off guard, there weren't really any rumors or anything about it. I was just, I came through that morning.
By not any rumors, you mean the day before it happened, Terry Collins said d'Arnaud was definitely going to be up for a while.
Really? I didn't catch that. So even worse, I guess, just to completely throw us off the scent. But even when it did come through, I was sort of like, huh. You know, like, if you had told me before the season that it was going to come to this, I probably would have been, like, pretty upset then. Now, I was sort of just, yeah, again, sort of just like, huh. And, you know, I guess the mitigating factor for me before I, you know, I sort of muster up any of my own feelings would be to understand the whole concussion situation, because, you know, we've seen it really linger in the past. And, you know, the first thing I went back to was Toley's concussion in 2012, where, who was it? I think it was Ty Wigginton gave him that like forearm shiver and, you know, summarily ended his season. He pretty much played his way off the roster from there on out. So, you know, if it's sort of related, then I guess you really can't fault them for it. He had set the bar so low beforehand that if he was going to get any worse, then yeah, I guess you don't want him embarrassing himself at the major league level, and certainly don't want him injuring himself any worse or, you know, anything related to that. But I don't know. It sounds like you have more feelings about this than I do.
I mean, he hit 3 for 26 since he came back off the concussion DL. He missed about 2 weeks. I mean, my thoughts on this are threefold, I guess. First, if you knew this was a possibility, if you were not willing to commit to Travis d'Arnaud playing every day or thereabouts, you know, every day for a catcher for the entirety of the 2014 season, why were your backup options Anthony Recker, Juan Centeno, and Taylor Teagarden? And I actually like Juan Centeno as a backup, but you would think having like a more established major league backup, that's not something that really costs a lot of money. You know, Kurt Suzuki, for example, not exactly making a ton in Minnesota. You know, you had other options. Going forward with Travis d'Arnaud, and Anthony Recker says we're committing to Travis d'Arnaud, and yeah, he hasn't hit at all. Let's not sugarcoat it. You know, it's 180, 271, 273. It's not good. But becoming a major league catcher is, I said this before on the podcast, is very hard. It's not an easy process, and it's not necessarily a quick process. You know, the Buster Posey's, the Brian McCann's are the outliers. You know, the Devin Mesoraco's, the Matt Wieters, the Jared Saltalamacchia's are much more common tracks for catching prospects. You know, catching prospects often, or catchers in general, often establish themselves late. Even Yadier Molina and Carlos Ruiz, to name two more examples, were not quick bloomers with the bat at the major league level. Now, d'Arnaud is not on really, he's probably not on quite either of their levels as a defender overall as a total package, but and certainly not Molina's. But this team's not good. We know this team isn't good. If we didn't know this team was good, it should have been made crystal clear over the last week. This is exactly the time to let a young catcher develop. And now, there certainly could be a leftover concussion issue. We saw it again with Josh Toley. And this is not his first concussion, as d'Arnaud said. He's had a few. And each successive one can be more difficult to recover from. But this just seems like, I mean, Taylor Teagarden and Anthony Recker are just not improvements over Travis d'Arnaud. Even Travis d'Arnaud hitting the way he is, quite frankly. And there's just there doesn't seem to be a plan. It just seems to be a panic move that's not going to make this team, which, you know, is 5 games out of first place, but that might as well be 15 games out the way they're playing. It's not going to make them any better. So let him develop. It's only been 250 or so plate appearances at the major league level. That's hardly enough to judge him as a complete failure. And the idea that he has to go back and hit a ton, just, you can't help but think, oh, how long do they have to keep him down to get that Super 2 erased? And you can't give this organization the benefit of the doubt at this point. And the idea that Kevin Plawecki is somehow going to be, you know, up in the middle of the summer is, I've had this fight on Twitter. I don't want to have it again. I've had this fight in the comment section. I don't want to have it again. Look, if you're not
going to rampage here,
if you're not going to take